Early this morning, the city of Baltimore decided to deal with its Confederate monuments directly, but it did not tell anyone in advance. With only a few onlookers standing by, work crews used a large crane to lift four controversial statues off their bases and load them onto a flatbed truck. Mary Rose Madden is a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore and joins us. Mary Rose, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
And the city council voted on this question of removing the statues on Monday night. Tell us more about how this all went down.
So Mayor Catherine Pugh had been talking about, you know, removing these statues and how she needed to get the right plan in place and the money she needed to gather up. And then Monday afternoon, Councilman Brandon Scott put forward a statement that said, these statues need to go this week. They need to be gone. And then Monday night, they voted in support of that. And I don't think anyone expected them to be gone this quickly. Last night when we went to bed, local activist groups were tweeting at the hashtag Do It Like Durham. They were planning to take down the statues themselves this evening. But, you know, the mayor beat them to it. And this morning they were gone.
And the figures in these four monuments, what were they?
The four monuments that were taken down, there was a monument to Generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. There was a monument to the Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney. And there were two other monuments. One monument was the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument, and the other was the Confederate Women's Monument. All four were taken down.
So were people out? Did they figure out quickly that this was going on and show up to support it or to object to it last night?
The mayor didn't tell everyone that this was happening. So some of us woke up this morning surprised, including Larry Wallace. Larry Wallace was at the place where once stood the Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson Monument. He was there with his daughter, his 7-year-old daughter, and he was one of many who were taking photos, snapping pictures of themselves and their kids in front of the pedestals.
And I believe it was removed because they don't want the same thing happen here in Baltimore City like it happened down in Virginia. I'm glad that peace was here.
So Larry Wallace was one of about 40 folks who were there. The scene this morning was, you know, people were chatting. The pedestal has spray painted Black Lives Matter. Are we helping smash white supremacy? There's signs that read white supremacy is terrorism. And there's also a local artist has put up a sculpture of an African-American woman with a baby on her back, her fist held high, sort of as a sign of power, defiance. This sculpture is probably about 10 feet high. And so a lot of people were talking about what that sculpture meant and the significance and the symbolism this morning of what happened.
What will happen to the statues now?
So it's reported that the mayor had them carted off to the county, and they may be deposited in cemeteries around the state that do pay homage to Confederate soldiers.
That's Mary Rose Madden, a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore. Mary Rose, thanks.
You're welcome.
And clear across the country in Los Angeles, news today that the Hollywood Forever Cemetery removed a monument there commemorating Confederate veterans. The LA Times reports that the monument will be put in storage, but the grave markers for more than 30 Confederate veterans and their families will remain.